الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، my dear brothers، رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned this to us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed this in his kitab. The story of the young men, whatever the number was, is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they were 5 or 6 or 7 or 8. But these young men, and the Mufassirin tell us that these were among the early Muslims who believed in Isa alayhi salam. When they were persecuted, and when people of their religion were persecuted in their country, these young men took refuge and they went away into the forest, and they took refuge in a cave and they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused sleep to descend on them, and they slept in that cave for 300 plus years. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the sun to shine from a different direction in the morning and in the evening, so that the rays of the sun did not disturb their sleep. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to turn from one side to another in their sleep, so that, to use our modern language, they did not get bed sores from sleeping only on one side. So that their Allah kept them alive, Allah kept them sleeping, Allah kept all their body functions functioning without food, without water, for 300 plus years. As a result of this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored them, and then when they woke up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them more and honored them even more, because by then the conditions had changed and the conditions of the country had become conducive to Islam. And as a result of this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused their remembrance to be kept alive for thousands of years. And people knew about them, but they did not know the whole story. And it was one of the questions that was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a way of testing him, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the story and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the dua that these young men asked. And that is my gift to you today, this dua. It's not my gift as in I don't own it. It's my gift as in drawing your attention to it, in reminding you that there is this dua, and in reminding you that this is dua. This dua is a gift for all of us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And I am giving this to you also in memory of my ustad and dear friend, Maulana Yusuf Patel from Middleburg in South Africa, who gave me this gift. And again, once again, he doesn't own the dua. He drew my attention to it and said, and he said to me, this is my gift to you. And may Allah bless him for it. I have used this gift with great power and with great blessing from that day till today. And that is what I want to pass on to you. Because it is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in these reminders about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there lies khair for us. And that is why this gift is my gift to you. And this gift is in the surah which is known by the name of these people who were called Ashabul Kahf, the people of the cave, because they took refuge in this cave. And the surah is called Suratul Kahf. And Suratul Kahf is the surah that we recite today, which is the Jum'ah. And it has a lot of fadail, among which is protection from Ad-Dajjal. Now in this Suratul Kahf, in the story of the Ashabul Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this dua, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they asked Allah in this way, and they said, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٌ وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And this is the dua in Suratul Kahf. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And this is my gift to you. I ask you to use this dua and to make this dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve the suffering from the Muslims today, because we are in that sort of a situation, and we are in a situation where people are being persecuted and Muslims are being persecuted for no reason other than they say La ilaha illallah. There is no reason to persecute the Muslims except that they say La ilaha illallah. Because people today, we have gone far away from the path and we do a lot of things which we should not do. But Allah knows best, but we do not do anything that everybody else doesn't do. Other people also do that. But we are persecuted because we say La ilaha illallah. And this is something which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, and we use this dua and we say Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma wa hayyi lana min amrina rashada. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remind us to make this dua again and again and to accept this dua from us. And I ask you to make this dua and to make dua for the establishment of the Standard Bearers Academy, as well as for my forgiveness and the forgiveness of my family, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should forgive me and should give me Jannah, even though I do not deserve it. The reason I'm saying is the qawl of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, narrated by him and mentioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the shafa'at of the believers. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the believers the shafa'at, He will give them the intercession to ask for their brothers and sisters if they do not see them in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, the believers will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they enter Jannah, they will say, Oh Allah, so and so who used to be with us, and he used to remind us about you. So and so used to be with us, and he used to remind us about you. We do not find him here in Jannah. And Allah will send them and say, Go and get him out from Jahannam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the believers will be sent, and they will go into the Jahannam, and Allah will protect them from the fire of the Jahannam, and they will extract from there all those who they used to love, and all those who were their friends, and they will bring them out into Jannah, and they will be bathed in a stream of life, and Allah will give them life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them Jannah. Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi said something which I want to repeat as his qawl, and I want to ask you this for myself. Ibn al-Jawzi said that he said to the people, Hasan al-Basri before that, Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, therefore surround yourself with believing friends. He said, surround yourself with believing friends, because on the day of judgment they will be of use to you. Because Allah will give them this shafa'at, that they will get you out from trouble if you are in trouble. And Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi went a step ahead and he said to the people, oh my people, if you do not see me in Jannah, ask Allah about me. If you don't see me in Jannah with you, ask Allah about me and tell Allah, where is this man who used to remind us about you and get me out from the Jahannam? And that is what I request you. Ask Allah about me. I know some people complain that I say this too many times, that there are too many reminders and there are too many emails and whatnot. Allah knows best. But I remind you that I do not send you any email asking for anything for myself. There is no email that I ask you for myself. The email I send you, any emails I send you, are only to remind you about Allah. And Allah is witness of this. Whether you like it, you don't like it, you can put the email into junk, I don't care. But I send you emails not about myself, but for yourself and to remind you about Allah. And therefore I request you, if you do not find me with you on the day of judgment, that you ask Allah about me. And say, Oh Allah, there was this slave of yours who used to remind us about you. Oh Allah, give us the shafa'at to go and find him and bring him back, inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our du'as. رَبَّنَا آتِينَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.